All right, it's time for group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Allie's coming to us. Hey, Ben and Kelly. I mostly need to vent, but I'd also love some perspective because this one rattled me.
Okay.
I'm in my 30s. Recently met a guy who works at a place I'm in all the time for my job.
Okay.
Very attractive, very charming, sure. Very, wow, why is he being this attentive?
Oh.
So first I figure he's just friendly.
Sure.
Then it turned into comments like, you make my day when I see you.
Oh.
And eventually he drops a casual, we should get coffee sometime.
Oh.
Out of nowhere.
All right.
Now, he never once asked if I was in a relationship, which is wild because I'm actually engaged, so I told him.
Okay.
He looked shocked. Then I asked if he was married. He says, yes.
Oh, at least he's truthful.
Married.
Uh-huh.
Which absolutely floored me because nothing about his behavior screamed, I have a wife at home.
Uh-huh.
I made it very clear I don't cheat. Told him if we were both single, maybe things would be different. He responds by saying he's basically looking for something, no strings attached.
Oh, wow.
Sir, the audacity.
Dang.
Now, every time I see him, it's painfully awkward. And honestly, this isn't even the first time something like this has happened to me.
Wow.
Why do married men do this?
Mm.
Is it boredom? Ego? Midlife crisis arriving early? Makes me so grateful I'm not dating anymore because apparently you can be engaged, minding your business, and still stumble into a soap opera.
Right.
Is there any way really to know if a man you're chatting with is married before it gets weird?
Mm.
Any tips, red flags, detective level tricks? I'm venting, but also feel like this could be helpful for others. Thanks, besties.
Oh, thanks, Allie.
Wow.
I mean, the way she started it made it sound like she wasn't. Engaged.
I know.
And then
he's boldly ignoring her ring?
Yeah.
Because she's probably wearing a ring. I mean, she didn't say that.
She didn't say it, but we can assume. Yeah.
Wow. Bold move.
Are there tips to know if the guy you're talking to is married? And I would imagine that this guy doesn't wear a ring.
I'm guessing because I think she would have said that.
Oh, I know. I feel like Allie would have been like, well, I saw the ring on his finger.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like he wears one.
No.
And I know there are some married people that don't because their job like requires it or it would get in the way or something.
Yeah. No, I know my wife a lot of times doesn't wear a wedding ring. Just same deal. One, job requires that she not wear any jewelry or even have painted fingernails.
Ooh, but then okay. But also it's easier to flirt that way.
Yes, true. Bigger tips. She's also a musician, and so sometimes musicians, especially if they're using their fingers a lot, don't wear rings. So plus easier to pick up groupies.
Absolutely. You can pick up better. Yeah.
Pick up groupies. Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I think at least as long as, she is. And just take it as a compliment. Someone's hitting on you. You still got a girlfriend. You don't ever have to accept that or go out with them. You're engaged. Sounds like you're happily engaged.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
good
Allie,
on you. You're getting.
But I don't know if is Allie completely innocent here? Why is she, or is she just thinking, chalking it up to being nice?
It could be. Could you, just be nice. But again, compliment that maybe he was, it sounds like he was hitting on her.
Yeah.
And if it shouldn't be a problem for you, Allie, because you're not out in the dating world. If you were in the dating world and you were just getting hit on by married men, I understand why we're here and you're a little upset about that. But no skin off your back. You're engaged. You got a good man, sounds like. So take it as a compliment.
All right.
I'm not getting that happening to me so much anymore. So there's that. So congratulations on that.
Kelly, old girl, just wants to feel like she's alive again.
We're fine. Everything's fine. I don't need that.
She just wants to feel like she's alive. She's got it still. So she can go, hey, Michael, guess what?
Guess what?
I still got it. Still got it.
Still got it.
I don't know if you got any tips or any stories about finding out the dude was married that you could share and relay that could maybe help others. I don't know.
But in the meantime, high five, Allie. You still got it. You're not taking anybody up on their flirting. You've got your fiance. All things are good.
All right. 502-795-1997. is our number. A little group therapy action on 99.7 DJX. So how do you know the guy you're talking to is married? It's 99.7 DJX. Chelsea, you've got a tip.
It's 2025. You Google him and you can tell even where his grandmother lives.
Well, guess what, Chelsea? It's not 2025. So
it's 2026.
You're right. It's 2026.
Well, guess what? Your argument's already wrong, Chelsea.
Listen, it's 2026. You can ask ChatGPT.
That is true.
Yeah, you can get any information at the tip of your fingers. So I mean, are you Googling dudes when you talk to them? Did we lose you, Chelsea?
Did we lose her?
Yeah, I think we lost her.
Oh, dang it.
All right. Well, your
hair is shiny and bouncy. We're just glad you're here.
We're just glad you're here, Chelsea. Appreciate it. Drop call.
I mean, yes. I think this is an issue if you're out there single trying to date someone and all you keep getting
is married
men hitting on you. Then, yeah, that's a problem. But all I'm hearing is compliments.
Yeah, Allie.
That's all I'm hearing, Allie.
Had rolled in and said, look, this guy that she was really starting to, she was kind of like flirting with, even though she's engaged, she was kind of flirting with, she find out that he's married and, just wants something discreet. And so she's like, how do you even know if the guy you're talking to is married? Now Trina rolls in. Trina always chimes in on these relationship sorts of things because, according to Trina, she's been there and done that with just about everything. So, she says, well, no way to know other than just them telling you yes or no, unless you Google marriage certificates are public record, FYI.
Yep.
Yeah. Now, they could be telling you a different name, too.
They could be.
Yeah.
You never know. But again, you know, it's, I don't think this is a, I think maybe it's more of an observation that she has found and was just kind of wondering for others out there. Because again, you know, good on you, Allie. These are compliments if he is paying you some special attention. Mm-hmm. But you don't need it because you're engaged.
Oh, yeah. And Ashley did bring up the Facebook page, Are We Dating the Same Guy? Which,
that
is a thing. That's for sure. Lisa did roll in on text and say, she's engaged. Sorry, this is over. You flirt with a guy while engaged and expect us to bash a married man for flirting back. If you open the door, most will walk through it. Just stop.
Oh, that is true.
All right.
So don't put out the vibes and then maybe you won't be getting that.
Yeah, true. Yeah. You know, and maybe she's newly engaged and I'm not going there. All right. Well, Allie, don't know. I mean, thanks for coming to us to vent, you know, and yes, to anybody who is out in the dating world, you can always Google ChatGPT names. Go to Facebook pages, find out if the person... Yeah.
Stalk them on the socials.
Yeah,
that's how you can find out a lot about
stuff. I feel like that's the first thing people do is stalk them on the socials.
I feel like now that is what you should do for sure. 1,000%.
Unless you're like a few people I know that just have stayed off social media and are not there.
Like my sister. My sister has never been on social media at all.
Yeah, one of my good friends.
My brother-in-law is, and that's kind of how... I'm like, hey, look at Billy's page because I posted something, that kind of thing.
Yeah, one of my good friends. Never made any sort of social media page.
How blissful
ever.
Is that?
Ever.
I mean, I kind of do long for those days. Life seemed simpler back then, didn't it?
I mean, but isn't that also a weird red flag if you are looking to date and the person that you're looking at doesn't have any social media?
Also, yes, I think. Yeah.
What are you hiding? Yeah. Yeah. What are you
what
hiding?
What are you hiding that you're not putting your life on socials like the rest of us?
Right. Why can't I find you anywhere? It's almost like that, is it not?
It's a catch 22.
It really is. It really is. So, all right. Anyways, thank you so much for reaching out. And
I guess to the married people, stop flirting.
I don't know.
With other people that are not your spouse.
Yeah.
I mean, our blanket statement today. Our mission statement for the day.
I mean, there's the line of being nice and flirting.
Sure.
Just don't cross it. All right.
Absolutely. When it starts to, when you start saying things, oh.
When you start saying
you
things.
Make my day.
Yeah. When
day,
you start
I
saying
look
things.
To seeing you every day.
That you wouldn't say in front of your spouse or your partner, then that's when it crosses the line a little bit.
Yes,
all right.
Sir.
So there you go. All right. Thanks so much. That's group therapy.